Title: Auditioning Breaks Efficiently for Jungle Rollers Advanced. All right, let's build a system that lets you fly through breaks like a DJ, but judge them like a producer. Because in Jungle Rollers, the goal isn't find a cool loop. The goal is, does this break move the groove forward at 172? Does it behave with my bass? And does it still feel good once it hits the same drum bus vibe as the rest of my tune? By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable break audition setup in Ableton Live where you can swap breaks in time. Level match them so loudness doesn't trick you. A slash B raw versus processed instantly. Auto cycle through a stack of candidates and print the winners into arrangement ready clips. Let's go. First, set context. Don't audition breaks in a vacuum. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rollers. Fast, but still heavy. Now create a minimal truth test loop. You need just enough track around the break to reveal problems. Put in a placeholder bass. It can be a simple sub, an operator, or a basic reese. Doesn't matter. The point is, a break that sounds huge solo can absolutely spear your bass movement once the tune is real. Then add a simple kick and snare pattern. Your basic two-step anchor. Keep it clean and consistent. This is your reference. If the break can't sit with this, it's not ready for your tune. Now step one. Create a dedicated audition track. Make a new audio track and name it Break Audition. This is important psychologically too. You're telling your future self this is where decisions get made. Now, warp settings. When you drag a break in, turn warp on. Start with Complex Pro. Put formants at 0. Envelope around 80 to 120. If it starts to feel facey or smeary, we'll adjust. And here's the key. For tighter transient integrity, also test beats mode. Preserve transients with envelope around 50 to 80. Beats mode will often reveal if you were being seduced by warp smear. If the groove collapses in beats mode, you might not love the break, you might love the artifact. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch a clip, it behaves like a professional audition system. Everything swaps on the bar in time, without you chasing the playhead. And commit to a consistent loudness target, not as loud as possible. Consistent. A good ballpark. You want the break bus peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any final limiting. If you're auditioning at random volumes, your brain will pick the loudest loop every time. That's not taste, that's biology. Step 2. Build the roller audition processing chain. Stock devices only. This chain isn't for finishing the mix. It's for making every break go through the same roller reality check, so you can judge fairly and quickly. First device. Utility. Set gain to about minus 6 dB as your starting pad. This is your level matching tool. When you swap breaks and one is instantly better, check utility first. It's probably just louder. Second, EQ 8. High pass at around 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave. We're removing rumble, not thinning the break. Then a gentle dip in the 200 to 350 Hz area. A lot of classic breaks have boxy low mids that fight bass and make your whole tune feel cloudy. Optional, a tiny air shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to 3 dB, if the break is dull. Subtle, we're not mastering, we're standardizing. Third, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, carefully. Breaks distort fast. Crunch, keep it light, 0 to 10, especially for old jungle breaks where cymbals get ugly quickly. Boom, 0 to 20, but be careful because boom can fight your kick and sub. Damp, 5 to 20 to tame harshness. And transients, this is roller gold. Push it somewhere between plus 5 and plus 25 to bring snap and forward motion. Fourth, blue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Bring threshold down until you're seeing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction while the break plays. And leave makeup off. We are not allowed to cheat with loudness. We level with utility. Fifth, saturator. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the break feel already in the record so you can judge it in a realistic way. Sixth, limiter. Optional. Ceiling minus 1 dB. Only 1 to 2 dB of limiting. If you crush here, everything turns into the same sausage and you lose the point of auditioning. Now step 3. Build instant a slash B for processing. You need to be able to answer one question fast. Is the break actually good? Or is my chain flattering it? Select the whole chain from utility through limiter and group it into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. Click map. Now map the device on slash off buttons, the activators, to a single macro. Map utilities activator, IQ's activator, drum bus, glue, saturator, limiter, Alt macro 1. Rename macro 1 to process a slash b. Then set it so minimum means everything off. Maximum means everything on. Now you can flip raw versus processed instantly on beat without touching the mouse all over the screen. This is how you make decisions fast and clean. Step 4. Session view auditioning. This is where speed happens. Go to session view. Create a few scenes with names that reflect the job you're testing, like halftime or stepper, roller or two-step. Busy Amen Energy. Now drag breaks from your browser into clip slots on Break Audition. Warp quickly and consistently. For each clip, get the downbeat right. Put the first reel hit exactly on 1.1.1. If bar 1 is wrong, everything is wrong and you'll blame the break for your warp job. Set the loop length to 4 or 8 bars. Jungle breaks reveal the truth over phrasing. Some breaks feel great for one bar and then fall apart when the phrase turns. Turn loop on. If the break swims, add warp markers around bar 5 and bar 9. That locks the phrasing so it doesn't drift over time. Now the audition technique. Keep your bass and your kick and snare playing while you swap breaks. You're listening for support versus conflict. Does the break add ghost motion without stepping on your snare? Does it push hats forward without turning the top into white noise? Does it mask the bass, especially in the low mids? Does it introduce a swing that complements your pocket? Or does it pull you off center? Now I want to add a coach trick. Standardize your audition window. Pick one consistent test section, like bars 9 through 17, where your bass, kick, snare, and hats are all active. Every break gets judged on the same 8 bars. That stops you being fooled by a break that has a sick intro but no endurance. Also, rename breaks by job, not by file name. While you audition, rename the clip to something like Ghost Dark, TOP Fast, Snare Character, or Fill Amendment. This speeds up arrangement later like crazy, because you stop thinking in file names and start thinking in roles. Step 5. Follow actions for advanced speed mode. If you've got 50 breaks, you don't want to click 50 times. Open a clip. Enable follow action. Set action time to 2 or 4 bars. Follow action. Next. Chance. 100%. Put 10 to 20 breaks in consecutive slots. Hit play. Ableton will cycle them on schedule while you focus on one job. Keep or skip. Color code immediately. Green means instant yes. Yellow means maybe. Needs chopping or could be a top layer. Red means no. Another coach move. Don't delete immediately. Create a second track called Break Rejects. If something is a probably not, drag it there and keep moving. Deleting mid-flow creates decision fatigue. Do one cleanup pass later. Now step 6. Capture the best bits. Print winners fast. When you find a break that works, do not trust your memory. Print it. Create a new audio track called Break Prints. Set its input to audio from Break Audition. Set monitor to in. Arm break prints. Record 8 to 16 bars while your chosen break plays. Now you have a committed, processed, in-time loop aligned to your session. No rewarp surprises later. No wait, which break was that? Drama. Once it's recorded, consolidate the region. Select it and press Command or Control J. Then slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Use the built-in slicing preset or none. Now you can reprogram the break for roller control while keeping its character. Step 7. Roller-friendly break deployment and arrangement. In rollers, your snare is usually the anchor. The break is motion and texture. Try layered ghost energy. Keep your clean snare on 2 and 4, and let the break provide the ghost notes, the drags, the little shuffles that make it roll. Try call and response phrasing. Every 8 bars, the break gets a little busier. Maybe the last 2 bars of a 16-bar block get a more imminish moment. Then you pull it back. Try drop control. First 16 bars you high pass the break and keep it polite, second 16 you let the full range in, then you add extra chops as fills. For automation, keep it simple and musical. Auto filter for high pass sweeps into the drop. Utility for quick width changes or momentary dips. Redux lightly on fills if you want grit, but subtle. Jungle grit is a spice, not the meal. Now, pro tips for darker, heavier drum and bass. Control low mids, especially 200 to 500 Hz. That's where redesses and break bodies fight. A small dip can make your bass suddenly feel like it grew muscles. Transient shaping often matters more than extra distortion. Push drum bus transients before you crank saturation. If you want the break to lean under the kick, sidechain it gently. A compressor on the break keyed from the kick. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make space. And if you want menace without losing punch, use a parallel grime chain. Inside an auto-no effect rack, make 2 chains. Chain A is clean. Chain B is heavier. Saturator harder. acute band limit roughly 300 Hz to 6 kHz, then a bit of drum bus crunch. Blend that chain at 5 to 20%. If you can clearly hear it as a separate layer, it's probably too loud. Mono discipline. Keep your sub centered and clean. If the break has wide low junk, control it with utility or EQ8 in mid slash side. You want width in the tops, not in the low end mod. Here are two advanced variations if you want to go even faster. First, the two deck method. Create two audition tracks, break A and break B. Route both to the same drum group. While A plays, you load and warp the next candidate on B with the volume down or just not launched. Then you swap on the bar, launch B, stop A. This keeps playback moving and avoids that loading pause that breaks your decision rhythm. Second, micro timing audition. Map track delay on the break track to a macro from minus 15 milliseconds to plus 15. Some breaks lock perfectly when they sit a few milliseconds behind your kick and snare. This is a fast way to find pocket without editing audio. Quick sound design extra. Turn a break into a top-only motion layer in seconds. Make a rock call TOP layer. EQ8, high pass around 300 to 600. Saturator, tiny drive for density. Optional auto filter to add subtle movement around 6 to 12 kHz. Utility, a touch wider, but tasteful. Now you can audition breaks as hat engines instead of full drum statements. Now common mistakes to avoid. Don't audition breaks too loud. Level match. Loudness bias is undefeated. Don't warp sloppily. Fix bar one first, always. Don't judge in solo. Always in context with bass and core drums. Don't overprocess during audition. If every break gets crushed, every break sounds good and you learn nothing. And don't forget to print winners. If you don't print, you'll waste time later. Let's finish with a 15-minute practice run. Load 20 breaks into break audition in session view. Set follow actions to cycle every 2 bars. With your bass plus kick and snare playing, color code 3 greens, 5 yellows, delete or reject lane the rest. Print your top 2 into break prints for 16 bars each. This audio version is shortened for playback.